and welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, November the 20th, 2021. It's Season 15, Episode number 40. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Wendy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Let me bump up your microphone there, RJ. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net. For all the links to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone at InGameChat.net. We are streaming right now on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, type in InGameChat. You'll be able to find us. Just go to our website, scroll all the way to the bottom, click on the link. There you go. You can also join us on Discord, by the way. We've got a Discord where you can pop in there and just you can actually be on the show with us if you'd like to do that. Fantastic. Or you can give us a call, 272-9228. And there goes the phones already. Look at that. We'll just go right to the phones. He called in, and we'll just get him on there with us. Welcome in, Chris.
What's going on, y'all?
Not much. I think this is the fastest we've ever taken your phone call.
Yeah.
Both, it sure is. Both in terms of how far into the show we are, and also the amount of time between you calling and us putting you on the air. I think this is the fastest we've ever done it before.
Have any of y'all seen the new Ghostbusters yet?
No.
No, I haven't. Not yet.
No.
It's absolutely worth it. If you're fans of the original movies, go see it. There's many cameo appearances and a special scene at the end after the song at the credits. So they did it everything justice.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, fantastic then. Glad you like it. The only thing I have, well, you can't even see it on camera. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a Ghostbuster shirt thing here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, just, you know, I always tie in what I wear with you know, if there is a way to tie it in. Yeah. I always tie it in somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week, what did I tie in last week? What was it last week?
The girl. It was red. The red shirt with the girl. You said it was from the original comic.
That's right. It was from Smash Brothers. But I don't know.
Was it Samus?
It was, yeah. She was wearing her Zero suit, and it was based on the
it was Secret Wars.
The Secret Wars.
The Secret Wars Marvel cover. That's it.
Yeah. From where Spider-Man gets his black suit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what that was based on, but I don't think that had any tie-in to anything, or maybe, I don't remember.
Unless you're talking about Dread.
I mean, could have been. I think it was just a shirt I hadn't worn in a while, so I picked it. But normally, if there is some way to attach it to something, I will normally wear the shirt that somehow makes a connection. So.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question about Afterlife. Where'd you see it at?
We saw it at IMAX at the AMC Festival 16 in Montgomery.
Okay. Yeah, I asked that because we were talking about it before the show about this special popcorn container that they had of shaped like Ecto-1. Did you see any of those out there?
I didn't know anything about it. That's the first I've heard of it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there was a collectible of popcorn container of Ecto-1. It was like supposed to be sold for like $35 at select theaters. And I've looked at I looked it up online, and at eBay already, there's like $100 and $150 people are trying to sell it for already. My goodness, I never heard that before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just wondering if that was a thing out there. But I'm glad you enjoyed it, because I heard some people talk about it, say they were enjoying what they saw. But then again, if the last Ghostbusters you saw was Ghostbusters 2016, I might have a
Was that even a Ghostbusters film?
facsimile of one to me, but
we'll just leave it at that, right?
Yeah, we try to forget that one, but yeah.
I'm just glad I never did see that one.
Yeah. Wait, Scott, you saw that?
Yeah,
one, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it. Did I see it twice? I may have seen it twice.
Yeah, before the effects though. It was the effects that wowed you about the movie,
3D,
right?
Is what
the 3D
got me.
Effects is
the
what 3D got
was
you,
just
yeah.
fantastic. No, I didn't see it. No, I saw it one time in the theater, and I think I may have watched it at home just to see how it
transferred
translated
to home, yeah.
which they did the same thing on the home thing. It still kind of stretched beyond the black bar type stuff, but it wasn't in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I that was it. In full, I've only seen it once.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing in full one time.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to go check it out then, later on then.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the time if you're everybody's fans of the old movies.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear.
A lot of good memories that come back up in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of humor, and I mean, everything just great. I mean, I was better than I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear then. That is good to hear.
Yeah. I hope it does really well.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will once the word gets out.
Not that it matters. Because, that whole Rotten Tomatoes thing, because we brought this up on the morning show the other day, was that 2016 version of Ghostbusters is actually doing better critically than the one that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the percentage is or what it was.
Yeah.
But.
Who takes Rotten Tomatoes seriously, though?
Like I said. I mean, it doesn't necessarily matter. It was just interesting that it does have better, that one has better ratings than this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's always got me about critics. I always thought about with Siskel and Ebert, they were supposed to be like the benchmark of movie critics, right?
Yeah.
But it was like something that always got me, even when I was a young kid, looking at them, was like, how can two people accurately represent the tastes of moviegoers over the world? So that just doesn't, if they don't like it, the movie's bad. I mean, like, no, that doesn't make sense to me. You know, something like that. So, and the same thing applies nowadays. So, yeah, Rotten Tomatoes. I mean,
I don't necessarily put the forefront of. I don't put faith in those critic things. The only time I really pay attention to them is if I'm looking for something, and this is completely off topic, but hey, what's different than what's different? The only thing that I usually ever use those for is if I'm about to watch something, or I'm thinking about watching something that I have no knowledge of. I have, you know, no idea. Is this going to be any good or anything? What is this? Oh, wow, it's got a pretty high score on the Rotten Tomatoes, so safe bet. Let's see how it plays out, you know. Mm-hmm. It will persuade me to watch something if I am on the fence about it. Like, do I want to see this? Do I not? Oh, look, it's got a pretty high score. Maybe there's something to be found there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got one, I'll take a look at it. That's few and far between whenever mm-hmm. that happens, but it has happened. And sometimes I'll go through some really old films. And when I mean old films, I'm talking like 1940s, 1950s, things mm-hmm. like that. And I will just see.
Find the golden age.
I like to see what those ratings are. It's for a lot of black and white films, a lot of murder mystery type stuff, all that film noir stuff go through. And just see like, wow, that's a pretty high score for this thing. And then I'll watch the movie. I was like, this is a crap movie.
DOA comes to mind, actually. Classic film noir. DOA, when I look at that. Heard of that one?
No. It sounds like it's a, isn't that a video game?
No, it's Dead or Alive. But yeah, DOA in this case is Dead on Arrival. Basically, it's a story about a man who was poisoned in a bar. And he's got 24 hours to figure out who killed him. So it's his ordeal of going through that. Knows he's been poisoned, figures it out, and he's like, I got 24 hours to figure out who put this stuff in my drink. And so it's a little mystery, but of course, because it's 24 hours, you know, pick up the pace. You got to get the answer quick.
How old are we talking here?
40s or 50s, yeah. There was a remake with, I think, Dennis Quaid that was done, but I didn't find it as good as the original. You looking it up now?
I was trying to.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, 1949.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is, DOA. Okay. I'll have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Nice. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job, RJ. Hey, Chris, what have you been playing? Anything?
More of the SMT 5.
Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. Easier to... But yeah, I've been enjoying that one quite a bit. It's really hooked me pretty good on that one.
Mm-hmm. That's a Switch exclusive, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
I don't believe it. Are you? You're playing it on the Switch though?
Yeah, I'm playing it on Switch.
As far as I know, it's not. I don't think it is.
I think the only one I knew before that was 3, the remake. I'm not sure if it was an exclusive or not. Yeah.
I'm checking right now.
Yeah.
Oh wait, maybe it is. Yeah. Yeah, Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No other platforms on that one. Publishers Atlas, Nintendo, and Sega. Yep. I apologize. I was wrong on that. The only reason I thought I was wrong on that was because I saw so many people trying to pick up the game with Target having it in stock, not in stock, doing the buy two, get one free deal that they were doing and everything else. I just figured that many people, they're buying it for multiple systems. I just figured it was a, you know, a cross-platform type thing, but it's absolutely not.
Yeah, when I think of Atlas, though, Atlas usually puts stuff on multiple systems, so I didn't think it was. I thought it was the same in this case, but apparently not. Because it did pique my interest, but it was like maybe I'll just look into it later. But if it's a Switch exclusive, well, I'm just not on own yet. So
It seems to be. I was not aware of that, but yeah, it seems to be a Switch only title there. Mm-hmm. So, well, Chris, we appreciate you calling and good to hear from you, buddy.
All right, y'all do the same, and y'all have fun.
Yeah, take care.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Just a show note here before we even get into everything. We're not doing a show next weekend. So we're going to be running this show next weekend as well. Only for the fact that we're going to be talking about some of these deals that are going on for Black Friday, which you'll still be able to take advantage of. So we'll run that show again, this show again next week, still talking about these game deals and talk about those deals I missed. Really, it's gonna bug me.
How long?
I'll get over it after the weekend. I'll get over it long. Basically, once the week's over with, especially since I'm kind of waiting to see if maybe it'll drop back down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might have been a price error, or it might have just been a situation where they made it happen too early.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to get back on that train if I could. Mm-hmm. I hate I jumped off of it.
You've been salty ever since.
It bugs me when I miss a good deal, especially on a game that I really wanted. That the price point in my mind was like, that's what I would pay for that game. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It was $20, I think, or was it 30? It was 20 or 30 for Returnal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's good. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. It was 30 for the Ghost of Tsushima for he was close. It was close. Ghost of Tsushima for 30 as well. The director's cut version.
Yeah.
For PS5.
The full
package.
The
whole thing.
Full package, whole deal. $30.
Yep. So, and those were the prices, and I just should have jumped on it when I could. Guardians has dropped down to 30 flat for wherever you go to buy it. I can go to Amazon, GameStop, Best Buy, Walmart. It's all there. Target.
Yeah.
$30 across the board. In fact, most of this stuff, nobody's really beat. Walmart seems to come out on top as far as having the lower price, if there is one. Otherwise, it's mostly... Everybody's the same.
Yeah.
And this usually happens. However, we'll see how well that holds up as the week goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody goes a little bit lower, then everybody starts to price match. And if everybody starts to price match, they just go ahead and bring their price down so they don't have to price match anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, that can sometimes happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that. I'm only because I was sitting right where Wendy's sitting right now, had my laptop open. Pulled it up on the Walmart page, and I was like, there it is. It is actually that much. All right. Well, I got some stuff to do this morning, work-wise.
Yep.
I'll take care of that. Then I'm going to try and figure out what I was going to do was figure out what the best advantage was to take, because at that point, there was a lot of reports rolling in like, oh, GameStop has matched the price, or you can get this price matched at GameStop or through Best Buy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Target's doing a buy two, get one free. GameStop's doing a buy two, get one free. Amazon was doing a buy two, get one free. Best Buy was not. But there was just all this different stuff going on, and I was like, well, let me see how I can make this more efficient for me. I've got credit over at GameStop. I've got gift cards at Amazon. And I was trying to figure out what's going to do the best. Because if I do the buy two, get one free, I could pick up Ghost and Returnal and then get Guardians as well. One of those I'm getting without having to pay for the whole thing.
Right.
You know? And so I was trying to come up with a better, you know, what's the most efficient way for me to save money and get more for what I am going to spend.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what I'll do is I will I will do what I have to do job-wise. Mm-hmm. For some weird reason, I put the job first.
At work, I know.
Right, imagine exactly.
That. Yeah.
What was I thinking? And said, okay, I'll figure this up as soon as I get a break. And I didn't get a break. I did not get a break. And the more the day went on, I thought, well, when I get home tonight, I'll sit down and we'll figure it all out. Of course, by then it had already changed and everything had gone back to, you know, they'd realized the error of their ways, I suppose, mm-hmm. and had adjusted the price again. Although I can't find Returnal on Walmart's page at all anymore. I can find copies of Returnal from third-party sellers,
right? Yeah.
Which is in no way amount that I was like $85. Yeah. Third-party sellers, man.
Okay.
They can set whatever price they want to, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Sound like you want to keep it at that price. Okay.
Yeah. It was... Yeah, and I haven't seen anything that Walmart is selling
mm-hmm.
for that one. You know what? Let me see if I can do a pickup at the local store. I didn't even try that. Although I would have thought it would have shown up if that was the case. Let's go with in store. Do you got anything? Ooh, nothing. Nothing in store. Nothing in store. Yeah, right now they've got two copies of Returnal. One is $70, one is $85. And then they have some sort of combined promotion deal where you can get Returnal, Ratchet & Clank, or Returnal and God of War, or Returnal and Sackman, whatever, and an SSD for some reason, I guess to go into your... No. Don't put that into your PlayStation 5 because it's not an NVMe drive. It's just a regular old SSD that they throw in there as well, and it's $160. It's ridiculous. Anyway, rant over. So, for now, the rant's over. Anyway, let's talk about what we've played, because I don't have much to tell you. I have played a little bit of Destiny this morning. I have played Forza 5, basically just doing the AFK glitch. It's not even a glitch, just the AFK stuff, where you... pick a race, you have it do the automatic steering, the automatic braking, so it does it, so it drives itself. You put a hair tie around the gas, and then you just put the controller down and walk away.
I think we've all had games where we had to do that, the twist tie or the big office rubber band on the controller to keep it active so it doesn't cut off on you.
Yeah, basically like I was just doing that to acquire money and get XP.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I could get, you know, I could upgrade my cars that I want to upgrade or do whatever with, and the money I could go buy whatever cars I wanted to.
Yeah.
It doesn't really help you advance the game very much because in order to do that, you have to unlock things and then actually race them.
Yeah.
Using these blueprints that players come up with
mm-hmm.
will get you XP and money and that sort of thing, but it doesn't really progress the game any.
Mm-hmm.
In some aspects it does, but you're not... I suppose you're not better than anybody else. I have no idea. I really don't go online with this.
Mm.
I just wanted the DeLorean. I got the DeLorean. And now I am just getting more and more upgrades so I can do wheel spins. The collection of the cars, that bug has bit me right now. Mm-hmm. And so I am trying to collect all the different cars they've got, or at least some really good ones there.
Yeah.
That are nice, especially when you look at the... So, yeah, I look through the list. I'm like, oh, there's a DeLorean. Okay, I'm going to get a DeLorean. Got it. Then I look at it, and I was like, oh, there's a Challenger, which is what I drive. And I was like, let's get the Demon and the Hellcat and that sort of thing. Wendy saw a car that she used to drive, Nissan something. What was it?
Oh, my gosh.
What was that?
It was the Fair Lady.
Fair Lady. Yeah.
300.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, the sports car, right?
Yeah.
Fair Lady. Yeah, okay. That was an... What game was that in? Maximum Tune. Yeah, the Devil Z was a Nissan. Yeah, Devil Z was a Nissan Fairlady. Okay, that's where I remember from. Yeah, a little sports car. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's like, you know, I go through there and I'm like, oh, I want the Warthog from Halo because they have that. And so you can get that. And, you know, just you start to go through and think, oh, man, there's a Bronco. My dad used to have a Bronco or an El Camino or whatever. You start to look at it, and eventually you've got tons of cars. So
a race-worthy El Camino. That's
I have no idea. I just picked. I don't know that an El Camino's in the game, but there's a lot of cars in the game.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me to find.
Yeah,
it was
the same thing with Gran Turismo. There was like models of cars all over the place. Like, take that Volkswagen Beetle and soup it up and see how fast you can get that thing to go. Whatever, you know, things like that.
Yeah, they do have the Volkswagens in there as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just interesting. They had a couple of little concept cars and Hot Wheels cars and things like this. It was just, you know, who knows? They might have some stuff come down the line with DLC, something like that. I don't know. Batmobiles and different things.
Kind of expected to at this point, don't you?
I agree. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So really, for me, Forza 5 and House of Da Vinci 2, I was playing that on PC. By the way, I'll just tell you, if you pick up House of Da Vinci 2 on PC, it's a little bit overpriced right now. Or it might be on sale. I don't know. I've already bought it, and I spent $7 on it. Buggy. That thing has a lot of little bugs and things where it just kind of locks on you.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or it just won't progress. And so you have to not only – you have to close the game. I've tried a few times to, like, back out to the main menu and then go back in. Doesn't fix the issue. You have to close the game and go back in. So, just to let you know, it can get buggy. It was a game that was built for mobile systems, for the iPad, the iPhone, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And they've got it on PC, and so that's where I picked it up. But I played that. That's pretty much it. I really didn't play a lot this week at all. So. Not much here for me. Wendy, what about you? Animal Crossing. Decorating those homes.
Yeah. That's all I've been doing, just Animal Crossing.
Hmm.
Spending as much time on the new island as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got her into a contest to actually decorate a home.
Okay.
In Animal Crossing style.
Yeah.
There's some contest that's running, like, if you win, you get to decorate this home, and I don't know, you get some money out of it or something. I'm not sure what it...
I think they said you'd make like $70 an hour. What was that?
I can't remember.
$70 an hour, but it comes up to like this big, total. But they said when it would break down, it was like $70 an hour. And there's this lady that wants her home decorated like Animal Crossing.
A literal home.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like I think there's a promotion involved. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got the email right here. A leading platform for fandoms is offering. Okay. A leading platform for fandoms and communities is offering someone $70 an hour to help a woman replicate her Animal Crossing New Horizons home in real life. According to the site, the fan loves the new update so much that she's willing to pay someone to help her incorporate similar furniture into her real world home. This designer will receive a brief with measurements from the client so they can source and buy furniture to match in-game items that will also be expected to liaise with the client as well as homeware merchants to complete the vision for the proposed budget of $25,000. Applicants do not need to have any professional experience in interior design but do need to have a creative flair, an interest in a prior knowledge of Animal Crossing. Hopeful applicants have until Friday, December 3rd to apply.
Hmm.
Fandomspot.com is where that is where that's being done at.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, look at there. All right. So, yeah, she signed up for that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you win.
Well, I guess so. I do, too.
RJ, what about you?
A little bit more of a Code Vein, still working on my alternate characters on that one. Outside of that, played a little bit more Virtual Fighter 5. Still working on getting my fight count up, as opposed to 300, as opposed to my friends and people I follow up to like the 3,000-4,000s by now. So yeah, didn't take long. Just constant playing, you get that far. Doesn't take long at all. But I need to play more to catch up with them. Speaking of collecting vehicles, like you did in Forza, Scott, I was playing R-Type Final 2, actually, trying to get more ships in the hangar, which was the gist of playing the original R-Type Final. You had a whole bunch of, like, I think it was like 99 ships you could pick up in the game, so I think probably the same thing applies here. Just so the same as just going through the stages, picking up ships and everything. They've made some more DLC, more remakes of different classic stages from the R-Type series. So we've been playing that a bit. And I was feeling a little nostalgic, so I booted up my old consoles, and I was playing Earthworm Jim.
Oh, wow.
A little bit.
That's getting a new show or getting something. Mm-hmm. There was something about Earthworm Jim that I read over the week. Mm-hmm. Like it's getting a new series or something. I can't remember. Yeah. Some sort of a reboot. Not game-wise, but animated.
Animated show, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I still prefer the original animated show. You ever see that one?
I want to say I remember seeing it and probably watched it once, you know.
Yeah.
But I know the character, I know the game. I've briefly played the game. It never... I never...
Did it appeal to you?
I don't necessarily know if it ever appealed to me, but I know it... Yeah. It might have been during that time period where I wasn't doing a lot of gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when that was. Because it was out for what? Dreamcast? No. What was it out for?
It was for multiple systems. Genesis, NES, Super NES. Super NES, I know for sure. Super NES, Genesis. Special Edition was on Sega CD, I believe. And then they made the remake on the PlayStation 3, Earthworm Jim HD.
Yeah. I see where the sequel was released in 95.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this would have been a series that would not have... I wasn't doing any gaming during that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a span there where I went through and I had... You know, I had a Nintendo, had a Super Nintendo, got a Sega, then I went back to a Super Nintendo. And then it stopped for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't jump on the Saturn or the Dreamcast or the PlayStation or the N64.
Mm-hmm.
Skipped that entire generation.
Mm-hmm.
I only jumped back into it during PS2 and GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got back in, and the original Xbox.
Not even PC during that time?
If it was, it wasn't really... No, it wasn't.
No PC?
No, okay. Very. If it was, it was very little. Because in the mid-90s, mid to early 90s, it was probably Wolf 3D stuff, I guess, or Doom.
Doom, yeah.
Wolf possibly. 3D, yeah. I really wasn't putting in a lot of time there. Or if it was the big box games, which would have been something like Myst or Riven, whatever was in that series would have been where I was. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of gaming going on in the early to mid-90s for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it stopped. I don't know what happened. I don't know what replaced that at the time. I'm not sure. But
yeah,
I can't remember. And I don't really know what pulled me back in. And I don't really know what put me out, you know, during that time period. But yeah.
A little more nostalgia was I was playing the... Capcom Museum. I think it's like a collection of old Capcom arcade titles. It was available on PlayStation Network, so I picked that up and got a few games with it, one of which that I was playing a lot of was Forgotten Worlds. So I was playing, I think it was like 91 or 92 when that came out or whatever. Yeah, but I was playing that one. I've only played it really in the on the Genesis. My familiarity with it came from playing it on the Genesis all the time, but I never really played the arcade version. Yeah. So there was a chance for me to play the arcade version of something I've been playing a lot of back on my Genesis days, and it was really eye opening. The things that was missing that I had to get used to pretty quick playing that, but it was a pretty good kind of mix of new and nostalgic for me playing that classic. But yeah, that's pretty much what I played this week.
All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're actually going to dive into this stuff for far too long in the weeks that have been going on. We've you know, switched subjects or derailed conversation and got off, I want to say got off topic, but just, you know, didn't hit any of the new stuff. Not that there is that much to go over. I do want to go over the Black Friday stuff. There's a load of Activision news to talk about as well, and I really don't want to spend a lot of time. It's horrible to talk about, but then there's an easy way to sum it up. There's a clean version of that, and there's a dirty version of that to sum it up, and it all has to do with Bobby Kotick, who is the head over there at Activision.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's that. plenty of other stuff to talk about as well. Music we've got here from Battlefield 2042, which is the brand new Battlefield game that came out, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, yeah, or two weeks ago. Yeah, I don't know how recent it is. October goes by, and we don't use any music from games that are recently released, mm-hmm. and so everything gets released in the month of October, and I have to go back and find old stuff. So we got Battlefield 2042. It's the main theme from that. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Sword of the Necromancer. Haven't played it. Don't know anything about it. But it was released at some point over the past few weeks here. So yeah, Sword of the Necromancer. Welcome back to the show. We are here to talk about... Well, I don't know. We got a lot of things here, and I've grouped them all together as far as some of the big stuff. We'll talk about GTA, Rockstar, and the Grand Theft Auto situation that's going on with their re-released trilogy of GTA 3, GTA Vice City, GTA San Andreas. And it's... They had it through a... We talked briefly about this last week. Mm-hmm. They had it done through a third-party studio doing the remasters or whatever it is, the definitive edition. I don't know what they're calling it, but this re-release. Mm-hmm. And it was... It wasn't just buggy. There were things that were left in, things that they didn't remove, things they didn't fix. There were things that just looked horrible from what they tried to do. It was...
It was a general failure in quality control that you see, really, basically.
And the hot coffee thing was left in as well, mm-hmm. which was not supposed to be in there. The trilogy had a Metacritic aggregate score of 0.5, I believe the lowest that any game has ever received. I think that's what that was. They removed the games off of PC, however, they put them back on. But you can only get them through the Rockstar Store launcher thing like that. I can't remember what it was. And then they apologized for that release in a statement, which I'm waiting for it to be pulled up here in just a moment. Well, I thought it was going to have that, but I guess not. Yeah, here we go. Waiting for the page to load. That's what we're going to... Hey, everyone. Want to provide an update regarding the unexpected technical issues that came to light as part of the launch of the Trilogy Definitive Edition, is what they're calling it. We apologize to everyone who has encountered issues playing these games. The updated version of these classic games did not launch in a state that meets our own standards of quality or the standards of our fans have come to expect. So why didn't you vet them first before you release them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, these didn't...
It seems to be a lot of common sense things that weren't done before letting this thing go.
Like, yeah, it's your own game.
Mm-hmm.
Get a copy of it from these people before you put it out there, or at least get some sort of progress updates
mm-hmm.
on what's being done. And I really don't know. I'm saying this as though it, because it seems like they didn't
mm-hmm.
from everything that got through.
It looks like it, yeah.
So I don't know how they test. I don't know. It feels like they had nothing.
Yeah.
In other words, they hired this company and said, just do a remaster of this. And then the guys came back from the and said, hey, we got it done, boss. And they're like, good, ship it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's done. Rather than saying, okay, we'll look over this and let you know if we approve, or I don't know, if there's anything that needs to go back to. I have no idea how game development works. So, you know, this is me just armchair quarterback type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It says, we have ongoing plans to address the technical issues and to improve each game going forward. With each planned update, the games will reach the level of quality that they deserve to be. A new title update is on the way in the coming days, which has been released, by the way. It will address a number of issues. We will update everyone as soon as it's live. In the meantime, it pains us to mention that we are hearing reports. Oh, then there was, there's, of course, social people on social media, you know,
doing social media
not
things.
Not saying the nicest of things to the developers who worked on this, and not just the Rockstar people, but also the people at whatever the... Who was it? It doesn't list who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the company that did work on mm-hmm. these are catching the flack there.
Yeah.
While one of the goals of the definitive editions was to allow players to enjoy these games on modern platforms for many years to come, we also understand that some of you would still like to have the previous classic versions available for purchase, because they removed those, by the way.
Yep, they did.
They removed them from storefronts. We'll be adding the classic PC versions of GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas back to the Rockstar store shortly as a bundle. So again, it will not be available on Steam or the Epic Game Store. It will be only on the Rockstar store for you to get the previous versions of the game. Mm-hmm. Also said that... everyone who has purchased the Definitive Edition for PC from the Rockstar store through June 30th of next year will receive the classic versions in the Rockstar, in their game library from the Rockstar game launcher or whatever, at no additional cost. They will just give you the older ones or the original ones, I guess, for free. I don't know if that helps you or not. I don't know if that satisfies anything. Rockstar, you know... We've heard about companies before. I think this is the first time that Rockstar is kind of going to have to step up to the plate here and show us what they got to see as far as are they willing to go through and fix this, make good on it,
mm-hmm.
like really, you know, make good on it instead of just issue a, hey, we're
put
sorry.
Put your money where your mouth is, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes for them. So far, they're taking the right steps,
mm-hmm.
I believe. They should put them put those. They should put it on all the stores. Shouldn't have to download a new launcher just to own it. Although, if the only way you could buy it on PC was through the Rockstar store,
mm-hmm.
then I totally get that. Because if it wasn't available on Steam or Epic or anything like that, then I understand that that's the only way you'd ever have it. So yeah. I get that. This is something that hasn't appealed to me, so I haven't really followed like how to purchase it, you know?
Yeah.
Only through that, as far as PC is concerned, because I know mm-hmm. the console editions, you can pick them up wherever.
Yeah, I still got those myself, so yeah.
Yeah. What else did we get? Oh, there was that whole 20th anniversary of Xbox that happened on Monday. It was a 30-minute pre-produced video, and they talked about the beginnings of Xbox and how it all started, and a lot of little surprises here and there. They added 70 more titles to the backwards compatibility list,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot, although that was the final one that they're going to do, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah. The big surprise, obviously, was that they dropped the Halo Infinite multiplayer. They put that out there for everybody.
Okay.
Free-to-play, you can go do that and whatever. I downloaded it on Steam. I downloaded it on Xbox Series X. I played it on PC
mm-hmm.
because I think my car was running around the track on my Xbox. So I played it on PC. Very likely. So I played it on PC. I had a small amount of fun with it. The controls are a little bit different as far as mouse and keyboard stuff. Somewhat was fun, but I did one match and then I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't play anymore. And I haven't pulled it back up since. You know, it's still there because it's released. It's out. It's, you know, that's so, it. The multiplayer is free for anybody to play.
So it's one and done, really?
Maybe. I mean, I might get back in there. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've had unlikely.
Yeah, I've had plenty of games like that, like, Fall Guys. You know, it's a real fun game thing like that.
Very much,
but
same way.
I did a few online matches, whatnot, got close a few times, but for the most part, you know, didn't make it, you know. But it was fun for what it was, you know, and I just put it down and haven't picked it up since.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fall Guys is easily one that I've done that with.
Yeah. I guess it's just better with folks you know or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There may be some. Yeah. There's probably actually a lot there when you're playing co-op with everybody else and we're all talking.
I think games like that and Among Us, instead of random folks, you know, better with friends, people you know, things like that.
Yeah, there was a battle pass issue, and they've already corrected that. So, but yeah, it was released, and it was a massive success as far as day one goes. Steam's total bandwidth usage more than doubled to 23.5 terabytes per second, thanks to the release of Halo Infinite's multiplayer.
Goodness.
The sudden spike wasn't just a line on a graph. When he started the download, Steam could only deliver about 78 kilobytes a second over his high-speed fiber connection. The Steam client estimated it would take him 3 days to download Halo Infinite's 23.7 gigabyte multiplayer package at that rate. This obviously was right when the doors opened where you could do this, because when I went home and downloaded it, did not take anywhere. It gave me no issue.
Yeah. What was that Call of Duty game that was like free to download multiplayer a while back?
Battlezone or Warzone or
something.
Yeah, I think
like,
yeah, I know Warzone, what you're talking
about. Yeah. It's like a long download, played it once, and just like we did with those other games we mentioned, Among Us and things like that. Play a little bit, you're done, get rid of it. Now to think about it, I want to know how well that game did, actually.
Yeah, it says, hey, Halo Infinite's Battle Pass is horrible, according to fans. I'm trying to see. Its Battle Pass might be the one exception. It's certainly the biggest. Unlike almost every other Battle Pass players are used to, progress in Halo Infinite is governed strictly by completing challenges. Where other games reward you simply for playing, Halo's latest game makes you complete obscure and unnatural feats, like kill 15 enemy Spartans with the sidekick pistol in PvP. Players have daily and weekly challenges to work towards during each session. The bulk of XP comes from the weekly ones. Others are a bit more of a chore. There's nothing wrong with kill 5 enemy Spartans by flattening them with a repulsor in PvP, but gearing the entire grind around these challenges takes away from the fun of just playing Halo. The result is you can have a fantastic round of Capture the Flag and barely see the XP meter for your Battle Pass move at all. It was horrible. So they've gone through, they said that the Halo Infinite team said it's looking at Battle Pass progression and gathering data from yesterday's sessions, and they'll share updates as they have them. But yeah, and they have started the correction there. Just the multiplayer, Rapscallion. I know it's, look, understand where I'm coming from. I did not play Halo 4. I did not play Halo Legends or Halo 5, whatever the last two Halo games I haven't touched. Mm-hmm. The last game I played in full for Halo was Halo Fall of Reach. The last game I really enjoyed playing was Halo ODST, Halo 3 ODST. Yeah. Co-op again, that whole whatever it is, I've already forgotten something that was well ingrained in my head 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Horde mode. basically, is what that was. That was a lot of fun. So it's am I going to play the campaign? Yeah, probably. I'm going to give it a go. I got Game Pass now, so I can go ahead and do that.
I don't have a lot of experience with Halo. Just like a session I played at a friend's house for a birthday party. That's pretty much all the experience I had with Halo. It was good. It was a good time though.
You never came over to the house and played it.
This was over at another friend's house where we like. I think it's where I told you about the my first use of a sticky grenade. Mm. And the dude got mad at me all night because of what I did with that thing.
Well, we did. We used to, this was Halo 1. We did and had the whole LAN party situation set up. We had, we had an Xbox hooked up to a TV for four players to play on each one. And we had.
Yeah, it was an Xbox we were playing on, yeah.
We had two TVs in one room and another room. We had another TV. And then way back in the back room, we had another TV and just cable going all over the house, connecting all these things. And we ordered pizzas and everything else. It was a lot of fun. And it was right on the cusp of that pretty much never happening anymore.
Yeah.
Because it was the only way you could play, like, the multiplayer, because Xbox Live didn't exist at the time.
Yeah.
That was the only way you could have some multiplayer fun. So we had four people on four TVs, so 16 people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
16. I'm making sure. Did the math right. 16
four
people.
Four, come on.
Playing it all together. And that was just a blast.
Mm-hmm.
But we never did it again because Xbox, by the time Halo 2 released, Xbox Live was out there.
Yeah.
And so we never had to do it again. And of course, when it was out there and playing it, we're like, oh man, this is so much better than having you guys, filling up the house with wires and stuff. 10 years on, it's like, boy, I miss the days of when the house was filled with wires and we were all playing on the same TV. Yeah, I know. It's weird how all that stuff
shifts over time. Halo, tripping hazards. Yeah, the whole
God,
nine yards.
Man, it was so many people. Oh man. Lethal Migrant says Halo 4 allegedly has the best campaign in the series. Halo 5 multiplayer alleges the best MP this year. Multiplayer of the series. That's interesting. I used the grappling hook like once during multiplayer. I thought that was really kind of cool, and maybe it'll come in handy during the campaign, I suppose. But I'm willing to give it another shot. I'm easily willing to give it another shot with, like, playing with friends and stuff.
Right.
But the campaign, of course, I'll definitely be playing that because I'll have it on Game Pass.
How'd the hook work out for you? I mean,
the grappling hook thing?
Yeah.
I didn't even know I'd picked it up.
You use it?
I used it, but I didn't know I'd picked it up, so I just used it randomly,
Okay. Was anything similar to...
And it was a one-time use.
Okay. Well, you can only lose once and that's it?
In multiplayer.
Oh, okay. Did it operate something like Batman's Grapnel?
No, it operated more like Just Cause Grapnel.
Okay.
Which, like, Batman's is almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Just Cause is anywhere, Just shoot it out, it'll hit something, and then it...
Oh, with Spider-Man?
You'll pull your... Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Because I'm running around and I am just trying to learn these things. And I see things that are, an item that I can go pick up. Oh, those are grenades. Any of the special things, I'm like, I don't know what this is. I'll grab it. And then I use it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I deploy a shield when I didn't even need to deploy a shield. Or didn't even know I'd picked up the grappling hook. I was like, let's just use the item, see what happens. Boop. Yep. Shot out a grappling hook and snagged me across the map.
Yep.
Which I was completely fine with. So, but yeah, I just played it the one time and I was like, okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's a mechanic that's real fun if you do it right.
Oh, the grapple hook stuff? Grapple
hooks, it doesn't have, not just in Halo, like any other games like that. Grappling hooks or anything like it, you do it right, you're going to have a lot of fun with it. You mess it up, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah, this is true. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get right back into the news and go over the Black Friday stuff as well. That is all ahead. Right now, we've got a track called... Well, it's from a game called First Class Trouble. We talked about First Class Trouble last week or the week before.
Yeah, it was offered free on PlayStation Network. Yeah,
correct. It's one of those where everybody is... There's somebody out hunting you.
Yeah. It's
They look like you.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out who's... You got to try not to die and figure out who's doing it. Is basically what that is. And it all takes place on a ship It's called First Class Trouble because it's the first class passengers. This is called Residential Suite, which is a play on both. It's just a fun word. Suite. Both the music and whatever. Anyway, we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And it takes place in like the 30s or the 40s. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from Visage. It is the main theme of that game.
Visage?
Yes.
So I want to say it's always fun trying to figure out what genre the game is.
I want to say this is sort of horror, I suppose. Close to it, anyway.
Something really story-based or whatever, you know?
All right, let's talk about our Black Friday deals, and there is quite a lot of them.
Horror.
It's horror, isn't it?
Visage is an independent psychological horror
game,
yeah.
That is what I thought. Is there anything you're looking for a game-wise,
the only thing I'm looking at really is Elden Ring and
I got no deals for you on that one.
And King of Fighters 15, which is going to be something later on down the line. Both games are really, but still,
right.
Those are the only two games that really stick out for me right now.
Have you looked? Let me and here I'll put the entire list.
Okay.
In the let's see. Copy link. Okay, I'm going to put this in the chat room here for folks.
All right.
That need the spreadsheet with all the different stuff. And if you're listening and you would like a copy of this spreadsheet so you can see what's on sale or something like that, find us on Twitter, send us an email, everyone at ingamechat.net. Just find a way to reach out to us. We'll get you this here. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll try and link it and put it on our website so that you guys can get to it for tomorrow when I do the show post there. But this is a list of I don't know how complete this list is. It's a lot. There's plenty to look at here, but I don't know if it's finished. More than likely it isn't, because we'll get deals that pop up here and there and whatever else. And I think it's only one guy that is going through and refining this list and doing what he needs to do with it. God, this thing is huge. I'm already 400, 500 lines into this thing. God, that's a lot. Because every single version, you know, like the Yakuza game, Like a Dragon, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X. And then, of course, if it's got a Switch version, they list them there as well. So there's a lot for you. Let's see here. Just looking through to see what we've got. They also have systems that are going to be on sale. Not really going to see a sale price for a system that I know of.
Still a shortage, though.
Yeah. In fact, I don't see any price cuts on any systems at all. So if you are looking to get a system of some those arcade one-up cabinets, I think I see like a $50 drop-off on those, but that's about it. But your PS5s, your Xbox Series X and S, your Oculus Quest, your Nintendo Switch, all of those are just going to be regular price. The challenge there is going to be finding them in stock.
Actually finding them, yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking at the spreadsheet, go to the bottom. You'll see game systems. You'll see accessories as well. So there's accessories that are going to be on sale. Anything you're looking for?
No, I got enough controllers. Maybe apparatuses that goes on it, like the back button setup, or maybe the covers for the analog sticks, or the extenders for the triggers, things like that. But
yeah, I don't see any.
I got enough controllers.
Yeah, I don't see anything. This is headsets and the Elite controller and controllers as well.
What about joysticks, bite sticks?
Mm.
Usually they're about 200 to 300. Maybe there's something someone has them online or something.
I don't see anything that shows any kind of a fight stick or anything. Yeah, I don't see anything like that.
These are headsets, right?
So there are a few headsets that are listed here. There's also the PlayStation Plus memberships, Game Pass memberships.
Yeah, that is something I need to look into because mine did expire. Suddenly, because I had so many years built up, I just didn't think about it. It just slipped my mind. All of a sudden, hey, you're due. Mm-hmm. So I need to stock up, get about another 2-3 years on that thing.
And by the way, when I'm telling you the prices on a lot of these different things here, there's not much difference into whatever retailer you go to. Now, when you look at the spreadsheet, look through it so that you can find a retailer nearby that is selling it for that, because... You know, I'm looking here at the Mario Kart Live. This is the one where you build the track and you can play Mario Kart in your house, and the actual cars drive around on the track and stuff. Sure, you can pick that up, I think, at Best Buy, but you're going to be paying full price. At Target, you can get it, you know, for the reduced cost, which I don't know what... Actually, no. Yeah, at Target, you can get it for the reduced cost. I don't know what that cost is because I don't know what the full price is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at PlayStation Plus 12-month membership. GameStop, it's not on sale, but almost everywhere else, online through PlayStation themselves, is the same price as it is at Newegg, at Target, at Best Buy, at Walmart. So just keep that in mind. Game Pass Ultimate 3-month membership, Target has them for $25 a piece. So keep that in mind. Which, by the way, there's a trick for that. If you buy that 3-month membership, you can buy it. Then if you elect to auto renew, it'll add a month free for you. Then you can unselect auto renew and keep that free month. And so you can technically get 4 months for $25. Which, if you buy 3 of those and do that thing over and over again, you'll get a full year for what, $75?
$75, yeah.
I think the regular cost is like $100, I want to say, for a year's worth of Game Pass Ultimate.
Oh, there's something.
What?
Death Stranding.
Oh.
Someone just looked at it. Now it's $20. According to the Black Friday sales.
No. Yeah,
I guess it's one of those titles that, like you were talking about earlier, where the price would be, I'd pay that much for that game.
$20 for Death Stranding.
$20 for Death Stranding. Then you got the director's cut for $40. So it's like, So I guess this is Death Stranding with all the DLC included then.
The director's cut is, it's all of that, and there's some other stuff they threw in as well, but being $40 on Black Friday isn't a bad deal, especially if you don't have it. You can get those things. There's some really good deals here, depending on what you want.
Yeah. I keep looking at Doki Doki Literature Club Plus, but it's been talked about so much, you pretty much know how that's going to go, so.
In the thread where we've been talking about Black Friday stuff, people have brought that title up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
More than I would expect.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular.
I'm not familiar with it whatsoever.
Well, it's probably spoiler territory, so if I talk about it, but I can do it if you like.
I mean, it's not going to mean anything to me. I would just say anybody who may be listening, because I'm not, I have no
reference. Okay, put it this way. It's one of those games that really excels in making you think one thing and doing something else. It's not what it appears to be on the surface. Mm. Something, it's like, it looks cute okay. and nice at the start, but you see something off. Gradually, something's really going wrong. Something bad's happening, and you don't notice it. You don't notice it until it's far too late.
Well, it's $25 on Black Friday. In fact, yeah. a lot of these prices that we're talking about now, they're yeah. already available. You can go to their website and go ahead and pick up a copy of whatever you'd like there. Most of these Black Friday prices are already in effect.
Five Nights at Freddy's. Okay. Core collection, anyway.
See, that's the thing. You may not have had an idea of like, I don't know, and then you look through the list, you're like, oh wait, yeah, what's that one going? Oh, yeah, hey, that's not a bad price on that. I might look into that, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or I see prices that I should have waited on. Because I see Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice for $10. I think I got it for $20 when I did,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't played it yet. So
that's understandable.
I could have waited on that.
I think it's also on Game Pass, I believe. Yeah. And that's where we got it. Although I think I have a PC copy as well through the Humble stuff that I picked it up with.
Hmm.
What else do you see?
Lost Judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Sequel to Judgment back in the day, yeah. That's going for $30.
Well, Judgment right is now. On sale as well, by the way. Yeah. Judgment's $20. For PS5 or the Xbox Series X or S, mm-hmm. $20 at Best Buy. $20 at GameStop as well. Now, what was the other one? The sequel to that one? What'd you call it?
Lost Judgment.
That's mm-hmm. what I was looking for. Because what was the price on that one? There it is.
$30.
$30.
Yep. Half off.
This is true. I was looking at... I think I've changed my mind on Mass Effect, the Mass Effect Legacy that I was thinking mm-hmm. about picking up that has all three games, because that's an EA game and it's going to eventually hit the EA Play stuff, which means it'll be on Game Pass,
mm-hmm.
which means I'll just pick it up there.
Just bide your time and wait for it.
That's what I feel. But if I'm going to do that, then why wouldn't I do that for Returnal, which is likely to hit PS Plus at some point,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, it's true. Maybe a minute, but yeah.
It's probably going to be a while,
yeah.
I imagine.
Well, there's a chance for me to play Red Dead Redemption 2, since I've never done so.
What's the price going on that one? I'm scrolling now.
$20. PS4. PS4 for Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, the PS4 version. Okay.
Yeah. And then I see, wow. Only a $3 difference between Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3. The remake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Because I didn't have I really had a real desire to play the remake of 2.
Look at Village.
Not so
Village.
Much as 3.
Village is just $20.
Yeah.
Yep. $20 for Resident Evil Village. Mm. That's the other part of this. That's the other reason I love looking over these things to see how far they get a discount and how soon they were released.
So 15 for Resident Evil 2, 18 for Resident Evil 3, and 20 for Resident Evil Village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could have all three of those for what? Less than $50? Or $50?
Close to it.
Something like that?
Yep.
I can't even remember the prices.
I can't math.
I know. I'm not good at it. I can tell you that. It used to be. Not good anymore. Mm-mm.
Let's see. Yeah, looking down this list, it's like you forget. Oh, that was a game. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. You look through it, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot that came out. Far Cry 6, $40.
Mm-hmm.
That just came out last month. No, I'm sorry, $35 at Walmart.
Which one?
Far Cry 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
$35.
Yeah, new, still.
It's very new.
Yeah.
That it's already going to get almost cut in half.
Mm.
Deathloop was the other surprise. $25
hmm.
for Deathloop. Came out last month.
No listing for The Dark Pictures, House of Ashes. I see Little Hope and Man of Medan.
Yeah.
But then there's I think it was on PlayStation Network, I saw the trilogy, all three in one. I want to say it was 49 or 59. I'll have to look it up.
What is HOA? That's not right, is it?
HOA? House of Ashes?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm looking at the list here. There's HOA, but it's for Switch, PS4, and PS5. And I don't think House of Ashes is,
I don't know what that is
on the Switch. So,
let me see. Dark Pictures Anthology.
Hot Wheels Unleashed, which is what I'm looking at, is $30. That's the thing. Hot Wheels Unleashed has no upgrade path. In other words, if you buy the Xbox, if you buy the PS4 version, there is no upgrade path to the PS5 version. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't pay a little bit extra to get the PS5. You have to actually buy the PS5 version. There is no upgrade to it.
Okay.
Which I hate, but then that would, I'm sure that would adjust the price of it, because it's $25 for the PS4 version, but it's only $5 more for the PS5 version. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. So there's Hot Wheels Unleashed that I was looking at. There was Returnal. There is Ghost. Did I have anything else? I thought there was more that I was looking at, but maybe not.
I think you mentioned Like a Dragon for Yakuza.
I only said that as an example. I wasn't actually interested in it.
Yeah, $20. Well, if you collect all the... Well, I got all the Yakuzas, except that one. So, may as well finish it off.
Yeah,
I think that was getting a sequel anyway, Like a Dragon.
Went through the list. I guess there wasn't anything else that I was looking at. Oh, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Mm-hmm.
That was something else I was looking for. It is currently $50. That's not That's not going to happen.
Not very Black Friday of you, is it?
That's not very Black Friday of you. I like that term. I'll be using that phrase a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very Black Friday of you, is it? It is one I'm interested in, but no, that's not at that price. I remember what it was. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of something I didn't know existed, Last of Us Part 2, the Ellie Edition.
That's in the list?
For $180. Must be a special collector's.
It is,
That sounds like statue price or something like that.
We
got the internet right here. Let me
I think it was. It's either the statue or it's a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking it up, so I'm not gonna bother.
I got it. Let's see. Ellie Edition.
Which one? Which one is that one?
Okay.
And who has that one?
Well, there's a price.
GameStop has it for
$180. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's down from.
Well, definitely ain't gonna be Amazon's gonna give the retail price on that one. Goodness.
C-Thar 66 finished Guardian yesterday. It's in my top three this year. Amazing game. That's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm debating. I should have brought my GameStop,
okay, let's see.
All my GameStop gift card stuff, yeah, so we could just stop by on the way home and be like, I'm getting this.
Okay. I got it here. Let's see. The Last of Us Part 2 Ellie Edition includes the following. Let's see. The Last of Us Part 2 logo patch, 7-inch vinyl record featuring music from the original soundtrack, a replica of Ellie's backpack, 48-page...
The backpack edition.
48-page mini art book from Dark Horse, a steelbook case with full game, 12-inch Ellie statue, lithograph art print,
yep,
and a thank you letter, replica of Ellie's bracelet, set of 6 enamel pins, set of 5 stickers for a PS4, dynamic theme, set of 6 avatars, digital soundtrack, digital mini art book from Dark Horse, provided with by a voucher within the package. Voucher expires in 2023. Internet connection required, blah, 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 whatever. But yeah, you get a lot of, it's a lot of little knickknacks here and there, but $180 at GameStop.
Wow. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff for a lot price.
A lot of stuff you listed off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think for that price, does it say what the original price was?
No, not on Amazon. Amazon said new and used from $640. So
I'm going to guess that it was probably around $250. It was probably about 250.
I think at the most about 250.
And now it's
like
down to 180.
Down to 180, yeah.
I was looking at Lethal Migraine. Are you going to talk about the sham that is Jeff Keighley? I try not to talk about Jeff at all, because all I ever do is complain. Forza Horizon 5 is the highest rated game this year and isn't up for the game of the year in his garbage show. When did Forza Horizon 5 release?
Let's find out.
It was 2 weeks ago? It may have missed the deadline to get in there, I guess. I don't know. I know that I sound like I'm...
November 5th of 2021?
Yeah, I know I sound like I may be defending it here. There could be something legitimate as to why it's not in there. It missed a... I don't know. Is it nominated for anything else? I haven't, you know, and we've got that, and I was going to go over that.
So was he saying it was the highest rated, but it wasn't put in there for Game of the Year?
Yeah, the Game Awards nominees... And I'm trying to go over the list here as best I can as this thing loads, because GameSpot's site is horrible. Mm.
Trying to think of the games that what's the typical trying to think of what the typical comparisons are for games that always make it to like Game of the Year nominations. What's always in there, the attributes of it, really.
This list is
so long. It's always something like some type of story. It's got to be story-based, things like that. Or
he says it's up for three lines. Other awards, so it didn't miss any kind of a deadline or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Best racing, best audio, and best accessibility. Well, it'll win audio, maybe, but it will win best racing and best accessibility, I think. Mm-hmm. Game Awards are coming up sometime in December is when they usually release. And people watch them for the awards, but mostly we just watch them to see the new game announcements that are made.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that, we just don't watch it and wait for it to hit YouTube afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's see. BAFTA, check. DICE. Okay. EG. That's something else, man.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at the last few Game of the Year awards winners. I'm looking at comparisons to see what's what. I was thinking it was always something along the lines of some story based game or some adventurous name. Nothing that Forza would do. I mean, Forza is as good as it is. It's still a simulator, racing, sports, something like that.
Yeah,
and I don't think you'll ever see something like that in a Game of the Year category.
I don't know that they probably have had a racing game in, as a Game of the Year category, I would imagine.
Mm.
I don't remember any. I don't know when, but I'm sure they have had before. Yeah.
So I'm looking at, like, for instance, I'm looking at BAFTA right now. Let's see. It's the last 10. It was Hades in 2020, Outer Wilds 19, God of War in 18, What Remains of Edith Finch in 17, Uncharted 4 in 16, Fallout 4 in 15, Destiny in 14.
Yeah, those are just the winners.
Those are winners of the Game of the Year. That's what I'm getting at. Like, story-based, epic, broad tales, things of that nature. But
mm-hmm.
you won't see something as specialized as a sports title or simulator or something like that doing that. I don't think so. No matter how good the game is.
Yeah. I'm going through on our Discord and I'm putting in the... put it in the on-air chat, maybe, or I'll also put it up here for general, for everybody else to see. Just so we've got that out there so people can have it for later use and can find it. We'll get that out there for everybody. The nominees are Deathloop, It Takes Two, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank, and Resident Evil Village. Huh.
Hmm. This list is from...
That's from the Game of the Year nominees.
Okay, say it again.
Deathloop,
okay.
It Takes Two.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a co-op thing.
Yeah, the co-op thing.
The guy that makes co-op games.
Yeah.
Metroid Dread. Psychonauts 2. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, their latest, and Resident Evil Village. Out of those, I was going to say, it's either going to be Metroid Dread or maybe Psychonauts. It might even be It Takes Two, only for the fact that they love to have that guy come up on stage and say whatever he's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy who created that game is always good for, you know, a soundbite as far as, you know, giving something. He will always give people something to go find the YouTube clip of later.
Yeah, I'm trying
with
to
what he says.
I was looking at, I'm thinking about Metroid Dread, because Dread is basically the back to the basics, isn't it?
Yeah, Dread makes me, the fact that it's included in there makes me think it'll probably win it, or it's in really good contention to win it. Mm. Psychonauts 2 I haven't played any of those other games except for Metroid Dread. And so given that, I would give Metroid Dread, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it, though.
Oh, well, see, yeah, I guess. Was that for the... Oh, for that was for Game of the Year. Windows Central has highlighted that the reason Forza Horizon 5 potentially got overlooked for Game of the Year is because game journalists had to submit their picks by November the 4th. Forza Horizon 5's early access releasing the next day on November 5th.
Oh, okay.
They had up until November 11th to alter their ballots. However, this information wasn't highlighted clearly enough, and not enough time was given in general. So apparently there's a lot of people wondering why it didn't make the list, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really put any faith into those, by the way. I didn't... Never have you heard me go back to a game and say, oh, I won Game Awards Best Audio Game of the Year. I played that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I never attach that to a title of a game I'm playing.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. If you told me who won Game of the Year last year, which you already have...
According to BAFTA.
And I don't remember who it is already.
Mm.
That's how much these things stick into my head, and also how much I care.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, there's so many outfits doing Game of the Year. Can't tell what's what. Who's legitimate? Who's the definitive? What's the definitive Game of the Year award?
I know. It's something that just doesn't stick in my head.
Yeah,
I guess
the one that's most legitimate would be Player's Choice or whatever. Something that's not voted on by organizations. The players pick. I guess that would be the most legitimate. But someone always comes up with something that debunks it. But like saying someone like they did with Last of Us and Ghost.
Yeah,
remember that? Remember that? Debacle with that.
I do.
Yeah, they claimed that it was a bunch of internet spoofing. That was why they won.
Yeah, and so
all that type of mess comes in with something like that. So it's really hard to get a legitimate bona fide Game of the Year.
I'm not saying Lethal Migraine does, because I don't think he does either, but I don't put any weight into those awards. Yeah. I use them exactly what they're there for, which is to see new game announcements.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over some of the Activision stuff. We'll just hit the highlights on that one because, boy, was it a highlight. We'll talk about that. And
low light, basically.
I mean, very. Yeah, exactly. So we'll talk about that and hit up some final news stories there that we've got to dig into as well. That's coming up after the break. Music here from Knockout City, which I don't know when that came out. Obviously, sometime in the past couple of weeks. This track is called Beat Feet and Bounce. So,
Beat Feet and Bounce.
Yeah, we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Call of Duty Vanguard, the main theme of the game there. So, moving on to the whole thing with Activision. We really haven't touched upon them very much lately. Basically, just the things have always been going downhill ever since what happened earlier in the summer took place. But it got real juicy this past week during a report from the Wall Street Journal. And it's brought to light a lot of things about Bobby Kotick, who's the CEO of Activision, mm-hmm. that aren't surprising, to be honest with you, but was sort of a like, wow, he did that. Just sort of those things of like, you know, it's not really surprising that he would have done this, I guess.
No surprise.
It's just, oh, man. A Wall Street Journal report alleges that the CEO, Bobby Kotick, was aware of the sexual misconduct at the company for years. It also sheds light on the departure of Jen O'Neill, who was a co-leader of Blizzard. She was announced that she is leaving the company at the end of the year. She was purportedly paid less than her counterpart at the helm of Blizzard. And on his own alleged interactions with his employees as well, apparently she got a bump, but only after she announced that she was leaving. Bobby Kotick responded to the report saying that anyone who doubts my conviction to be the most welcome, inclusive workplace doesn't really appreciate how important this is to me. Activision Blizzard workers organized another walkout calling for the removal of the CEO. Jim Ryan, the CEO and Sony Interactive Entertainment president, sent an email out to employees that criticized Activision Blizzard's response to the report, saying that they have not done enough to address a deep-seated culture of discrimination and harassment. Phil Spencer of Xbox says he is evaluating all aspects of their relationship with that company and making ongoing proactive adjustments in light of the reports. This type of behavior has no place in our industry, said Spencer. Over 1,000 Activision Blizzard employees and contractors have signed a public petition calling for his removal as CEO. That report unearthed a lot of other things as well that wasn't in that timeline I just mentioned. But he apparently admitted to, or at least there was something that came up where he threatened to kill somebody, or at least threw that in there in one of the things that they had discovered. Yeah, he once told an assistant that he was going to have her killed. The staff wants him gone. They have said that he's supposed to resign, except the company released a statement saying that he is not a part of, or his position in the company shields him from something. I can't remember what it was. It's horrible. Basically, he doesn't have to resign.
No,
he can still run the company.
I'm more concerned about how much is he owed.
I don't know. And then when he leaves, he'll probably get more money.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean,
he's getting paid more money for leaving regardless than he would for staying.
We will pay you to go away. Yeah, that type of thing.
There was an email that was released after these whole allegations came up, and it was from one of the department heads of Activision Blizzard, who was a female, mm-hmm. and that was issued, and it turns out he wrote the letter.
Mm-hmm.
He had everything to do with it, and then so, which is the other part of this, is when that letter was released, news organizations looked at the letter and said, "This is tone deaf. This response is completely tone deaf and a horrible response for your company to be making." And then Bobby, the CEO, who secretly wrote that letter, came out against it, saying that he agrees that that was tone deaf and that we should be better about this, and released a completely new statement.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's what this Wall Street Journal thing found out, was that, no, you authored that email.
Yeah.
You know, yet he's also, it's just horrible.
Sounds like an email written by someone who's protected from the company, doesn't it?
Yeah, Lethal Migrant says the employees and the board want him out. Yeah, they do, but there's something in there that, like, shields him from either having to resign or to whatever. Like, I don't know what it is.
It's like you said, you wanted him out for a long time, but what can you do?
Wow.
I mean, it's like all the folks at the other companies, they're saying the right things, but what are you prepared to do? Prepared to not have any business with Activision because of these actions, or what? I mean, you're saying the right things, but you know what words mean.
I know. He needs to go.
Yeah,
he needs to go. Mm-hmm. He has long since needed to go.
Yeah,
but
he has. Bobby Kotick has not been approved for a very long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a very long time. So what else is old?
It has been a long time. God, that was a lot of stuff for that stuff.
Yeah.
There was the Game Awards. I was going to go over those, but the website's not loading correctly like I would like it to, so that I could read you some of those.
Yeah, we just talked about Game Awards of Lydia.
I know,
really,
right?
So, like, really, that got Game of the Year? Okay.
There's a new fighting game from Warner Brothers called Multiversus, which will take pretty much all the Warner Brothers properties and put them in a Smash Brothers-like setting.
They're trying, you saw that, I guess, right? No, I didn't see that, but I'm guessing...
It's free to play, by the way.
Free to play, definitely a Smash-type game then, if that's the case. It's the hot genre that people are trying to make copies off of. From what I'm gathering, they're not doing very well making those
Smash Brothers did it, and then PlayStation did it with their Battle All-Stars.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then who else did it? There was somebody. Nickelodeon did it with
theirs.
Nickelodeon
did some with theirs, and people found, like, Infinite's, it wasn't well made.
Yeah.
Then you had what's the independent, like Brawlhalla, something like that, you know, had some Smash type.
Brawlhalla has actually done well.
Yeah.
At least it's hung around.
Hung around for a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are a lot of people are trying to copy Smash's success, and they're not matching
sometimes it. Sometimes it can work, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that works when it's released, I think, coming up next year or something like that.
Yeah.
It'll be free to play, though.
Mm-hmm.
So probably. I'm sure there'll be some way of
buy the characters.
Yeah, of where you can spend money.
Yeah, buy the characters.
That's likely the case.
Yeah,
character pack, unlock everything.
That's how the fighting games work. That's what Street Fighter did, and all the other fighting games that followed suit. It's we'll give you a set amount of characters from the initial purchase, and then season one, season two, season three, season four, buy the characters as they come out. Or if you want to, you just wait till the game is done, and then get the game of the year. Not game of the year. Get that out of my head. Get the completed edition when it comes out eventually. You'll be late to the party, but you'll be at the party regardless.
By the way, just looking again, going back to that Black Friday list, there's also movies. There's a tab for movies as well.
Oh, okay.
Be them 4K or Blu-ray or stuff like that, there's a whole tab for movies.
So yeah, there's a lot of older movies I wanted to get on Blu-ray or whatnot.
Well, dude, there is a list. There is a massive list of them.
Let's see. How about They Live?
They Live, as he scrolls down to get to the T's. And now he's in the Thes. He's got to scroll even further to get to the They's. I don't see They Live.
Fifth Element.
Yep, Fifth Element. 4K, $10.
4K.
Mm-hmm. Which you'll get the Blu-ray for that as well.
I'm about to say. Yeah, I don't have
it's one of those
TV,
that comes
so,
with, yeah.
Yeah. It's the bundle pack. Here's a 4K disc. Here's the Blu-ray disc. Here's the DVD disc.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them there to pick from.
Okay.
A lot. Oh, and they list steelbooks too.
Uh-oh.
Only if they're available. Like, there was a steelbook for Total Recall and Top Gun. I don't see any others, though. Yeah. Oh, wait. Sicario, that's a steelbook. Resident Evil has a steelbook. What else do we have? Leon the Professional. Indiana Jones 4 movie collection, steelbook. Yeah, there's some stuff there. Desperado. None of the, that's it. I just hit all the steelbooks there, and none of them I'm interested in.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I really haven't gone. About the only steelbooks I look at now are the DC animated properties when they release those steelbooks. Because I'm keeping that theme going, and anything that Mondo releases.
Speaking of DC, did you see? Speaking of DC, did you see the Injustice movie?
I have it.
You have it
because it was there was a steelbook for it.
Okay,
and I have it.
Okay,
I have not watched it yet.
Okay,
what did we watch recently? She and I watched. We watched Free Guy finally.
That Matt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, didn't like it.
give it a grade.
A grade? I don't know. Great, A being great and what F being a failure?
Like a term paper. Come on, A to F.
I'd give it a low C.
C minus.
Yeah.
Okay, below average then.
I'd give it a low C on that one. I don't know why. I just I'd heard a lot of good things, and I'd heard all the video game stuff about it, and
the humor didn't go it. There
were some of it was humorous, but for the most part, and I wasn't bored the entire time. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe I had latched on to some kind of build up that hey, it's a really cool film, you should go see it, and then it was like nope. I don't know. So far, Winnie and I have discovered that there has been no reason for us to go back to the theater just yet.
Not yet.
Everything that we have watched so far at home has made us grateful that we did not go to the theater to see it.
Mm. I think we were talking about it off the air about there hasn't been a movie that inspired me to go to the theater lately. No. I mean, other than Afterlife, I might go to the theater for that. But other than that, nothing has really come out that inspired me to want to go to a theater.
Yeah. I was looking at that Spider-Man trailer that released this week, and I was like, that might be the movie that gets me back in there. But at the same time, it might not. I don't know.
Based on the previous Spider-Man films?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
It's continuing that, and it's yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know. Matrix and Spider-Man. Matrix is going to be it's going to be available to watch on HBO Max. Which I understand. It's like, well, yeah, I know it's going to be there, but I really want the theater experience, big screen, that sort of thing. I can totally understand if that's what you want, then go out there and get that. So far, I thought maybe Mortal Kombat might get me in there just because, hey, it's new Mortal Kombat. It's big screen, blah, blah, blah. Let's go. It's video game related. Nope. And I was so glad it didn't.
Yeah.
I was so very glad that it did not. And what else? James Bond wasn't bad. No Time to Die wasn't too bad. Again, I don't think I've ever been to a theater to see a James Bond film anyway. Mm-hmm. But, Dune did not get me there either.
No. No.
Dune didn't get me into the theater. I guess the Venom sequel should have, but that's going to be released, I think, this week on home release this week or next week.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What's the turnover from theater to home now? How many weeks does it take now?
This will be a month, I think, or a little over a month for the Venom film. Mm-hmm. It came out early October, and now it's going to be on home video here in the next week or 2 weeks. So
ain't long.
You know, so, a little over a month.
Long. Yeah. Goodness. Don't take long, do it.
Mostly, no.
Yeah. I want my movie theater butter and my lime ginger ale when I go to the theater, but man, it's like, gotta have a movie that pulls me in, man. You gotta have one. And lately, I haven't been cutting it.
Yeah, we noticed you hadn't been around Lethal Migraine, or at least, I guess, last week or the week before. I can't remember what week it was you weren't here, and we thought, oh, maybe that job went good for him. And we can see he had 3 hours to kill between looking at an apartment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's doing that and going to an NHL game. So we saw Bond in the theater. I've never seen a Bond film in the theater. Never gone to the theater to watch a James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Up until Star Trek First Contact? I had never seen a Star Trek film in the theaters. I think it was First Contact that I saw. I'll have to check the year and the release because I know specifically when I would have seen that film.
Yeah.
And I know it was a Star Trek movie that I saw when it was out, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I
think the last movie I went to was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And that was that was a mistake.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Hey, I like the popcorn and soda, but man.
It's weird. I would love to do that, but I've been spoiled. I mean, I think eventually it's going to revert back to where it's like, you got to go see it in theater. You're going to have that long gap in between whatever, and so you'll go see it. I think that theater experience will return.
Yeah.
I think. But they've spoiled me to where it's like, this is not worth going to see in a theater.
You need a good movie, first and foremost. So, yeah. Do that.
Right.
Advertise it right, prep it right, make us feel like it's something we want to invest our time in.
Yeah.
Popcorn and ginger ale, man.
So far that hasn't happened.
I don't have to put my face on at home.
No.
You know, is it worth me doing the face?
Yeah. It's
probably
an event. You prep before you know.
And if I fall asleep, I just wake up and hit the button to back up what I missed.
Yeah.
And then catch up if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So even more of a reason to have a good film to get you out and to watch it. Don't do what they did with the Fan. That was one of the worst experiences I did before. That was an old film with Wesley Snipes, Robert De Niro.
I do remember that film.
Yeah, it was a 2-hour film, folks. It was a 2-hour film, and the promo was 30 seconds. The problem was that 30-second promo was all the good parts of the film.
Oh, I hate
so,
that.
Yeah, so, yeah, when I sat in there, the theater was like, oh, it was a long, drawn-out mess. But I struggled through it. Dang it, I paid the ticket. I hope it gets better. But 2 hours later, it didn't. So,
Lethal, you say she's going to sit in the... Yeah, I know. The theater is in the dark. She will be in the dark in the theater, but...
I have to get there.
You have to get there, so you're out in public. You have to walk through the crowds. You have to get sit in the theater. And then when it's over with, you got to walk back out and do all that.
Yeah.
I was only speaking on her behalf. I don't really care. But it's for me. But where I do care is just like I'm doing these Black Friday deals. It's like, I'm going to pay money to go see this. And then I was like, oh, God, I could have waited... That's how I feel it's going to be. The first one I do go try and see, I'll go see in a theater and be like, nope, should have waited till and watched it at home.
It's like you're going to have to do a...
Which is weird because I saw the Saw movies in theater, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I never saw any of them, so...
Exactly. Anyway, we've run out of time, by the way. I hope you guys have a fantastic holiday. Those of you who are taking those holidays, we really hope you guys have a good one. I hope all your Black Friday dreams come true. And you get the games that you want at the discount you want them at. And I'm hoping that stays with me as well. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will be back in 2 weeks' time to talk about, you know, what we racked up over the Black Friday holidays here and what you guys got as well. What you played over the holidays, what you picked up on the cheap, let us know. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, and also our Discord as well. Have a fantastic week. Here's music from Jurassic World Evolution 2. It's the main menu music. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Never seen Jurassic.